Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but you're listening to Amateur Tarot Podcast, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your important questions.
The sultry sounds you were just listening to are one Mr. Ben Noble, one of the co-hosts of the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
And that smooth NPR voice is Brian Dooley, the other host of the Amateur Tarot Podcast. After you guys really came through last week and delivered the $150 million we were asking for, we were able to buy new voices for ourselves.
And let me tell you, I've been trying mine on for about a week, and I'm loving it. I'm really loving it.
I love it.
And I love yours too, Ben. It's nice. It's calming.
Thanks. So this week, we're going to read for you some cards.
It's pretty much the same thing we do every week. We kind of took you guys for a ride on that whole $150 million. We're just doing the same thing we always do.
Gotcha.
Nice. What kind of spread are we going to do, you ask? As if you haven't been listening this whole time?
Well, we brought in somebody to tell a story. We didn't. That's what they would do on NPR, though. They'd have somebody tell a story about some hidden psychological thing in the brain.
Right. And it would be super interesting, but we're not going to do
that. We're not those people.
Nope. We're just the two non-mystical hosts, and we don't do complex tarot spreads on this show. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We do the easiest one in the book. Well, I suppose the easiest one would just be one card.
It would be one card, which we also do.
We've done that. We're going to do that at the end of the episode.
We do the easiest one in the book.
We do the easiest one and the second easiest one. The second easiest one is three cards, where you flip three cards over, and then those speak to the...
the immediate past, yeah. The present action, and the future outcome.
I forgot what the answer was because I realized that I had stopped using my NPR voice and I'm just back to my usual voice.
Yeah, I'm going to
try. It's already wearing off.
I'm going to try and hold on to mine. Maybe we'll have another pledge drive next week.
Yeah. This NPR voice doesn't last long.
But yeah, so we're going to do that spread. And then as we alluded to, we're going to also do the easiest card in the world, or the easiest spread in the world, which is the one card.
Yeah.
And that'll be the card of the week. And
what's the easiest card in the world?
The easiest card in the world is the Nine of Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that guy's got it all.
He does.
He's very happy.
He's rocking it. If there's no questions from the audience or from you, Ben, I guess we'll just dive right in.
Well, it doesn't look like anybody's raising their hand.
Okay. Well, let's dive right in then.
Splash.
Nice.
Evelina asks, what talent do I have that I need to use more? And I will pass this back to Brian to talk about the deck that we're using this week.
Oh, how kind of you, Ben. We're using the Line Strider deck. The Line Strider has some really cool illustrations. It's like ink and watercolor, or maybe even just pencil and watercolor. The colors are kind of muted because it is just watercolor on white, but the images are all fantastical, but with some sort of root in reality.
They have like a dreamy quality to them.
There you go. That is a much better description than I was getting.
And here's what I want you to know. The Amazon reviews tell you that the cardstock is of poor quality.
And let me tell you something. That is false. That is libel.
Because I wanted to buy this deck, but I was deterred by the Amazon reviews. And you know what I'm going to say? Wrong.
Is it libel or slander?
Slander? I don't know the difference.
I think libel is in writing and slander is
in speech.
In speech.
Hmm.
So it's libel. And when we just said it, it was slander.
Yeah.
But we're not saying it. We are not slandering or libering.
We're correcting the record.
Let the record show. This is a solid deck. The Line Strider deck.
Brian, I think you're getting a little too heated for an NPR host.
Sometimes you have to draw a line in the sand.
All right. So Evelina's question is, what talent do I have that I need to use more? So let's find out. Let's flip over the first card. Flip.
Looks like we've got the Seven of Swords. And so the Seven of Swords is a tricky one. It's the thief. We've had him before. And I guess the more shows we do, the more often.
Eventually, we're going to have them all before, probably.
We are going to catch them all. But so we've got the Seven of Swords in this one. It is still a thief who is stealing swords from a camp. And we've got the people in the background that are raising the alarm and going after it. And it kind of looks like also He might have set the camp on fire. I can't tell if that's smoke or clouds, but it looks like he's done the dirty.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that. I wouldn't have thought fire, but now that you've said it, I could see it.
The Seven of Swords could mean lots of things, but it definitely means that somebody's hiding something. Maybe there's a secret that's about to get found out that's going to upend a whole situation, or maybe somebody's going to get caught up in a betrayal, which could clarify things or could make a situation even muddier.
On a personal note, it could mean that you're trying to sneak away from something or dodge some sort of responsibility, and you may feel like you're getting away with something, but you're probably going to get caught. And as your mom probably said at some point, it's better to just face the situation head on than the cover-up's worse than the crime. Your mom didn't say that. Nixon did.
But soonest begun is soonest done. I think your mom might have said that.
Is that Shakespeare?
No, I think it came from a Joe Abercrombie book.
Who's that?
He wrote like some dark, low fantasy.
So just like Shakespeare?
Yeah, pretty much just like it was Shakespeare who said it. I'm busted. What you need to consider here is that something that's happened in the past, either you or someone around you, their actions have consequences that echo through time. And you need to think about how what you're doing affects others. Also, maybe be on the lookout for people who could benefit from abusing you.
And then don't let them do that.
Yeah, don't let them do that. So, I don't know, this is hard. What does this say about the talent?
Well, let's flip over the next card.
All right.
You want to try this one?
Nah, I really screwed it up last week.
All right. Flip.
That, again, if I didn't mention it ever before, that's incredible Foley work by Ben Noble. And it's even better with that money from the pledge drive.
Yeah, wow. Been able in the last week to do some Foley training.
They, around his university, are calling him Axel Foley. And Ben doesn't get that.
I don't. Reference,
but it's from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh. Well, the Emperor reversed is what we have here. I'm not even sure if I said that. I got very caught up thinking about my days back in Foley School.
Yeah, I was thinking about Beverly Hills Cop.
All right. Well, we have the Emperor reversed, and in the Lion Strider deck, he is a red-robed figure, and he's got a cool scepter and a cool crown, and he's a wise, strong, passionate dude. He's direct, he's an authority figure, but he's not overbearing or cruel until you reverse it.
Which is what we have. And so what we're looking at is, in the present situation, an authority figure who's abusing or misusing their authority. It's most likely a person that's in a high status position over you, like a boss, a parent, possibly government officials or office, or even a colleague that you respect a lot. And with this position of power over you, any conflicts you might be having are going to have you at an impasse at the best, and you're going to lose ground at worst.
You're going to want to get emotional on the inside. Well, no. You're not. You're like, you will want to do that, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to say.
Jump all over that.
No. You'll want to get emotional, but you should not do that. You should resist the impulse to get emotional. Look for some sort of less traditional, out-of-the-box solution. Use those creative thinking muscles.
And maybe that's where your talent comes in. Maybe you have a latent talent for problem solving, or for even diplomacy, like working things out interpersonally.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a really useful talent to have in all areas of life.
Yeah.
So flex those muscles and look for an environment where your particular approach is embraced and praised.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to our final card. Flip. And it is the Three of Swords, which it's a sad card.
Yeah, the Three of Swords. On a regular deck, it just has three swords going into a heart. But in the Line Strider deck, it has three swords going through two birds that are in their little nest.
That's sad.
It is. It's a really sad card. It doesn't have to be sad. Like, it is a card of heartbreak. It is a card of rejection. And that seems to indicate that in the in the future, in the upcoming future, there's going to be some heartbreak and rejection. And like, that's just something that we have to deal with as people.
But like every card in the tarot deck that's supposed to be negative, you can spin this one into a positive. It's also a message of renewal and hope, because pain is always the beginning of a journey towards joy. I think Shakespeare said that.
Yeah, or Motley Crue.
Yeah. Everybody goes through heartbreak and loss, but the key is to accept it, and you're going to come out stronger on the other side.
So the Two of Swords, the card directly before this, says that you're probably going to be having like a difficult decision. And the Three of Swords, especially here in the future place, might indicate that you avoided making that decision. Or that you're going to avoid making that decision. And that's going to end up hurting more than if you had just made the decision to begin with. Didn't we just talk about that also? Like, soon as begun, soon as done?
Yeah.
Like, that was with the
Seven of Swords.
Yeah, Swords, huh?
Yeah.
They're all about doing stuff. And
yeah.
They want you to do stuff. And so the more you resist it, the more birds you're going to end up stabbing.
Mm.
And nobody wants that.
Mm.
Okay, Evelina?
So, looking at these as a whole, we sort of have a sad story of potential betrayal, abuse of authority, and heartbreak.
We do have one high point of possibly using newfound skills of diplomacy or finding ways to circumvent situations. So that's one possible talent.
But this seems to speak more to like a situation or like a predicament, and then Evelina would want to use some sort of talent to extricate herself from the situation.
Right.
Which means
we've got another card up our sleeve.
That's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
You hear that, Foley work? Kind of really good. That school play paid off. Shuffling cards makes for bad radio.
It could be argued that reading tarot makes for bad radio.
All right, so now that we're done shuffling, we flipped over our new card, and it's the Fool.
Hey, we love the Fool.
We love it. It's our little podcast art.
Yeah, the Fool is all about starting journeys and going on adventures and innocence.
Idealism.
Being open to new experiences.
So maybe that's the talent. Maybe the story here is that Evelina's in this negative situation with some potential betrayal, some abuse of authority, some heartbreak. I mean, that kind of tells its own story in its own way. But the talent that you're going to need to use more is the talent of taking new risks, being open to new ideas, the ability to start over.
Yeah, and the ability to just lean into whatever life is throwing at you and come back at it with a positive outlook.
Yeah, you can't control anything but yourself, and the Fool is a nice reminder of that.
And just keeping with the theme, the Fool is the very beginning of the deck. He's the zeroth card, and so he really is soonest begun. So that's pretty nifty.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Evelina.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm sorry we don't have like a really definite answer of like what talent you should use. It would be great if we flipped over a card and it was like, you do bird calls. But
I think that's a different deck.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try it again with a different deck that just has a list of different bird calls you can do. But in the meantime, I would say the a whippoorwill. Just practice your whippoorwill.
Hmm. I would have said Scrub Jay.
Oh, how's that sound?
Bad.
Hmm?
Yeah, I learned about it on a different podcast.
Oh, was it an Ira Glass podcast?
It could have been. I don't remember what podcast it was, but apparently Scrub Jays they're really annoying. They're really loud and screechy.
So
and
here,
this guy couldn't like get rid of a Scrub J. That was, I don't know. This sounds like an Hourglass podcast.
I'm going to insert the sound of a Scrub J right here, and that's the sound that you're going to want to practice as your new talent. We figured it out. All these other things relate to a situation. You get the extra card in the Fool, but also this sound is the sound that is going to be your talent. So just lean into that real heavy, and we will expect to be hearing from you on Broadway.
Yeah.
So thanks so much, Evelina. Again, sorry that it wasn't as clear as it might have been, but...
How do you get more clear than Scrub J?
There's that.
So now we move on to the part of the podcast where we do the easiest reading in the book.
Yeah, card of the week.
We're just going to flip over one card and we're going to tell you how to act the rest of the week. And then you have to do it.
You have to.
We said so.
It's the law. And we are so rich from last week's drive.
That means we make the laws.
Yeah, it's the golden rule.
So the card that we have for you, what we demand of you this week, flip, is the Four of Swords.
The Four of Swords. Okay. All right. Well, this is contemplative.
Yes. It's a period of rest.
Yeah. The Four of Swords says, the picture on it, we're using the Golden Thread deck here. And so it's a little bit different, but it's the same symbolism. We've got somebody that's in repose. He's resting under his shield. He is exhausted. He's got bags under his eyes. There are three swords like off to the side that are just like hanging out. And then one sword that's up above his head, kind of like there's one major issue that he's got to deal with.
And it's interesting that we would pull this card after we were just talking about the Two of Swords and the Three of Swords, because they go together and tell a little story of their own. Of the Two of Swords is a big decision you have to make. The Three of Swords is a card of like heartbreak and loss because you couldn't take both choices. You had to make a choice. And now the Four of Swords is a card of contemplation and of thinking about what was lost and what was won and a period of rest to recover from that heartbreak before moving forward.
Yeah. And it's also kind of, it's not a time to move forward. It is a time to just regroup, get your strength back. Use this week to
watch Netflix.
Yes, watch Netflix. Collect yourself.
Don't feel bad about not doing anything.
No. And here's the thing, is this is kind of an armistice card. Your problem is not going to go away, but it's not going to get worse right now. Take the time to do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And then when you're ready, you can go back and address this problem with a new strength. And hopefully resolve the issue in a way that's better all around.
And when you have that renewed strength, you're going to want to do a couple things. You're going to want to visit us at amateurtarot.tumblr.com.
Wow, you really just went right into it, huh? Dang.
Transitions.
And you're going to want to email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can email us questions.
Concerns.
Thoughts.
Comments.
Brain farts.
Praise.
Bitcoins. Can you email bitcoins?
I think so.
Bitcoins.
Poetry.
That's it.
Yeah, don't email us anything else.
Only those things. You can also check out our daily card readings or even get a personalized daily card reading of your own by Twittering at us at Tarot Amateur or by checking out our Instagram at Amateur Tarot.
And you can get in touch with Ben. He's got an incredible website where he does long-form writing. And his website is imakingallthisup.com.
And you can get in touch with Brian where he does incredible short-form tweeting at ZenIronMan on Twitter.
Don't forget how important it is to rate and review us on iTunes.
When you have your Four of Swords energy back up, this is the main thing that you can do.
Yeah, it's really going to help with the contemplation and the meditation. If you just get on there, you give us a 5-star review or however many stars you want, but 5.
5 is the best.
And then 5 would be also the lowest that I would recommend. just for your karma.
Yeah.
And leave us a review. Say something kind about it, or say something mean about us. If you give us a 5-star review and say something mean about us, I guess that works out.
Yeah, everybody likes negative reviews.
Yeah. But it helps us out a lot. It's going to help us get a bigger audience. It's going to help us get more questions, and it's going to help us
buy more tarot decks.
Yeah.
And then maybe next year we can do a $300 million pledge drive.
Yeah, or maybe next year we won't need to do a pledge drive. So if you don't want another pledge drive, then go ahead and rate and review us.
Now, I would be remiss if we didn't, again, thank Evelina for her card of the week.
That's right.
Not her card of the week, her question.
And we would also be remiss if we didn't thank Hug Monster Sound for providing our jingle and our bumper music.
And we would also be remiss, again, if we didn't thank you for the $150 million that you used to allow us to buy these sweet, sweet NPR voices.
Yeah, that was pretty cool of you guys, and I appreciate it. I didn't think the phones were going to ring, and then we got done recording, and I had to buy a new phone.
My phone was on silent the whole time, so I hadn't realized it was ringing while we were recording.
Yeah, I thought mine was broken, but it turns out they just had Ben's number.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody who donated to that and got us our NPR voices. We may not have them next week. Who knows what we're going to squander that money on.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.